All right, man, this is just a few minutes here. Rashani Loco had hit me up on the social networks like, hey, jump on the Skype, let's shoot the shit. So we just did a short little thing, little hip-hop talk, little riffy-doo-diddle-that. Hey, you know, considerate bonus content, trigger warning, and adult content. All right, let's talk some shit and maybe kick a rhyme. Yeah, I'm in my iTunes right now, and I just have like all like thousand something or other MP3s on shuffle, and it just landed on one called "I'd Rather Be Your Lover." You know that record?
I'd rather be your lover, not Prince. Hold on. I'd rather be your lover. Who made Madonna?
Madonna and who? Tupac.
Really?
Yeah, because it was when Tupac caught the Mayo fever and he was trying to have a baby with Madonna at the time that they made this song together. And I think this is just my retroactive speculation that Tupac was embarrassed that he caught Mayo fever, and that's why on his following album he made "I'd Rather Be Your Nigga" with Richie Rich.
Yeah. Oh wow, I didn't even know about this song.
Yeah, it's the copy I have is not good quality, because I got this copy in like 2005 when high speed internet was really
like, you got it off Napster.
Yeah, so that shit, like, maybe someone has a good digital copy out there, but I still have the shitty copy.
Hold on 1 second, I really want to hear this.
Yeah, man, like that shit, like, in that, and I guess Madonna was, at that particular time, she was, I remember a news report where, you know, like, this shit isn't new, where, like, the alt-right talking about white genocide, like, and this was, like, a regular, not mainstream, but, like, a regular journalism news report, but in the news report, they still put the sort of white genocide, white supremacy propaganda in it. And they, because Madonna was like hanging out at basketball games with basketball players and hanging out with Tupac. And they said, it seems like Madonna is really interested in being around black men with very little clothes on.
Huh. I remember the one that I don't remember her being with Pac. I remember her being with Dennis Rodman.
That's a good match.
Yeah.
They should still be together.
Yeah, they should. I remember that one vividly. Like, that was maybe 95, I think. Like, somewhere in that time frame, like right after her and Pac would have stopped being together, she went over to Dennis Rodman. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and what up?
I'm literally stunned. I didn't know that this was. Yeah.
Yeah, that happened. Fucking, and that was one of those times when, in my preteens, when, of course, we had cable and electricity at the same time, and that's the only reason why I caught that. Like, YouTube is a great thing for me to look back into what I missed in the mid-90s, because, like, I'm finding, like, old, like, West Coast music videos that I probably would have seen if we would have had, you know, cable and electricity on a regular basis. Like, I'm seeing some music video. Like, I did not know South Central Cartel had so many music videos.
Oh, yeah.
They made a lot. Them niggas may as well have had YouTube back then.
Nah, they were on the box.
That's probably, yeah. If
Box stopped being nationwide, they still had the box. And, yeah, South Central Cartel was all over. South Central Cartel, Spice One, 8, all of their videos pretty much, oh, and JT the Bigger Figure, all of their videos pretty much went straight to the box, and it was those old school videos where it was, the video quality was like, they would have an overlay of colors over people, and they'd flip to a negative version of the people, and then they'd switch to their regular style, and, or the regular framing, or whatever it is. It was a bad time for the Empire. But I enjoyed it.
I think one of the most beautiful music videos that I found a couple months ago. Well, really, I think I found it New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve I found it. And it was the Twins. And they have one of the most beautiful black music videos you ever want to fucking see. Like, it starts out with them, they're leaving the house, and they're telling their grandmother they're going to be back, and they kiss their grandmother on the cheek, and then, like, little black children get up in the camera with their t-shirts on, and they're sitting on the porch, and they're rapping, and then they got the black children, and they're in the park, and the children are playing. They show them going in the barber shop, and the Muslim comes in there selling bean pies and talking about black Muslim stuff that they talk about. And then they're partying, and they don't emphasize the crip walking, but there's a little bit of crip walking in that music video too. And it's a lovely black music video. Like, it's that shit that I look at and I'm like, people really tried to demonize this and say it was evil gangster rap.
My favorite rap video probably of all time is still Sky's the Limit by Notorious B.I.G.
Ah. All right. I will not take offense to that. I will respect that.
While they had, where they had the kids, like the perfect, it's not so much the video itself as it is the casting that they did of the kids.
I remember now.
Person. It was spot on. And I just, when I was growing up, it was just one of the coolest things to me to see these kids who look like perfect facsimiles of these adults, you know, and it was special. It was really special to me. Like, push Thriller out the way, push Remember the Time out the way, all of those. Sky's the limit.
Oh, shit. Remember the Time. Phoenix sent me screenshots from Remember the Time, the music video, and I need to meme those as that one time when there was a story about Egypt and it had black people in the video.
Do you remember, girl?
Do you remember, girl? And then you realize he was scatting in that track. Scoot him out! And then Phoenix Kaleeder, we were watching the when we watch Michael Jackson videos, we binge watch the same few every couple of weeks. And the Smooth Criminal video, that is damn near like a sex workers' rights campaign. Like, he's clearly in a brothel. And he's, like, helping sex workers from, like, predatory clients and pimps. And I kind of want to meme that, like, a shot from that video. Annie would be okay if sex workers had rights.
My mind is blown right now. Because, I mean, I'm thinking about the video. It looked like a speakeasy. Yeah. And the woman, the guy was dragging the woman away, and he... Michael Jackson actually pulled out a gun and shot dude. And dude evaporated.
And then they had that Richard Pryor lookalike in there.
Oh, that video was the best. I actually have Moonwalker on Blu-ray. Like, a Blu-ray copy of Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. Because my cousin asked me to get it for him. And then he vanished before I could send it to him. So I just have it sitting there. I need to sit down and watch that again, too. Oh, Snapple.
Damn. I don't... William? What up?
You know what? I am so sorry. Devin and I gotta go. We got basketball practice at 6 o'clock. It is 5:34.
Oh, shit. Well, I got 9 minutes of content. That's a segment.
Hey, you want to bust a rhyme real fast so I can talk about... You know what? Really? I apologize profusely because the track that you wanted to do about being a father or talking to the kids, talking to the homeboys, I had something laid out and just never laid it down. And it's right there. I just went through so many dark times after that I just never could come around to laying down that track. And every time I looked at it afterwards, I just felt badly that I hadn't done what I was supposed to be doing. So I apologize for that too.
That's all right. I'm trying to find something I have written because I don't have because I'm all rhymed out. I don't have freestyle in my head because I don't know if you saw the thread where I made a post saying you know, if you say flow, then I'll put your name in a rhyme, and I did 15 of those and put them on SoundCloud. Well, I'm looking for a damn written rhyme in my notepad application. Where in the heck darn is one? I have so many fucking notes. You know, I'm weird, man. Like, I judge myself as being a weird person. Yeah, you know what? I can't find one right now. Oh, wait, here we go. Oh, shoot. Okay, now let me turn off this music I have playing in the back. Oh, Jesus. This one's not very new. Alright, yo. The summer is muggy and hot, heated and steamed. Plus, we would have thought that people with schemes would be found out and exposed in the light. But we drowned out before the drought and fell frozen the night. Hoping I might make sense from the pattern of rhyme. Communicate the ideas as I have in my mind. Retaliation is imitation. I won't do what you did to me. And I also find logic in renewable energy. Go to war with who? For what? Some old vendetta? Or weapons manufacturers can fold some cheddar? Destabilize a region like we knowin' what's better? Take their history and pitch it in the cultural shredder? The garbage bin of heartless men is a tall receptacle with over 5 centuries of what we're all connected to. Rhetorical platitudes are simply part of a larger spectacle. The truth is constipated and the bullshit is hard to let it through. We waste food because capitalism tells us to. It's not perfect, it's worthless, so why you try to sell us food? Natural fiber and vitamins are plucked and they stand still. Never go to the shopping cart and stuck in the landfill. They don't decompose with oxygen, instead they last packed underground and found to create methane gas. And guess what this does? It leads to global heating because we chose to throw away what was grown for eating. Oh, and this is the best part. And do you know why? We grow it with water while California's bone dry. I forgot to mention that the part that's also cool, what we transport, when we transport the garbage, we burn fossil fuels. We keep it refrigerated by burning fossil fuels. And because it's work-related, employees are burning fossil fuels. They need light, so the job is illuminated by burning fossil fuels. And when the garbage truck finally comes, guess what it also uses?
I'm a California gangster, but I don't like to cry. I had to teach myself how to do it, and this is why. Every day I die when I try and open up because I can't find nobody to see what's up with my mindset. I fall into a hole. I try to live my life every day, just make it through my goal. I live with depression. It stays with me all the time. It's sitting with me right now listening to this badass rhyme telling me I can't do it. I ain't good enough. Telling me I can't get down. Telling me I ain't tough. Telling me I'm not right. Telling me I'm always wrong. Telling me I should just shut up and stop doing the song. I gotta keep pushing because there's others like me who don't know that there's someone out there who likes them and wants to be around them and wants to be their friend. You're in a hole, yeah, but now let's begin to climb back out. It's one step at a time. I'm hoping I'm helping somebody out with this rhyme. You gotta hear me, though. You got a friend in me. You gotta see that. We're not all enemies. We love you. Bruh, we love you, sis. You are right, child. Don't you miss the opportunity to help someone out because there's somebody right now shouting out. They need you to be in their corner. They need you to be there to warn them about the life that you've been through and what you saw so they know how to come through with a steel jaw. Don't get dropped when something hard comes up. Don't fall down when something comes against and it's tough. You got to understand that we got you. Black folks got to make it through because we matter too. Yeah.
Ha! That shit. I didn't even know you were rhyming at first. The first line, I thought you were responding. Oh, shit. Yeah. See? And I just made a post about being a cypher MC. Cyphering is fucking great. Like, when you're around people that don't that aren't hip-hop and don't rap or anything, and they're like, can you bust a rap? I'm like, fuck off. I'm not busting. Like, who the fuck are you? Like, I want to bust a rap for somebody that is also going to rap.
Yeah, we got to get together. We got to. Like, really just sit down with, like, two other thorough, mindful rappers and just do that for, like, a good 30 minutes and then just put it out on the waves. But right now, I got to make it to this practice, man. I am so grateful for the opportunity to talk to you. I miss y'all so much. Tell Feeny I said hi. Congratulations again on y'all's wedding. I'll see y'all soon. Word. I gotta go. Okay?
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Bye. All right, man. That'll be that. And patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. All right, it's winecellarmedia.com. Don't forget to go in the Martha Fracken iTunes and drop the 5 stars on them. Peace.